I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's pretty easy to forget about persecuted believers, especially when they're not in the news. That's particularly true in North Korea, which has been considered the worst place for Christians to live for the last 14 years. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is one organization making sure these believers aren't being forgotten. Through their underground university, they're equipping North Koreans who've escaped the country with biblical knowledge and training in evangelism. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman.
It's not to tell them, well, this is the kind of ministry you should do, because all of them, their heart and passion is to reach North Koreans with the gospel that have come out of North Korea. And of course, they also want to be a part of the programs of the balloon launches with the Bibles going into North Korea to help bring the gospel to a people that they're really shielded from it.
And Set Free Ministries exists to remind believers that God can rescue us from any prison, be it addiction, fear, or depression. Today, we're going to share Jonathan's story. He grew up with a mother who dabbled in the occult and a father who later became a Freemason. His home life wasn't exactly stable.
My mother left when I was 6 years old, and it really left me broken. And I mean, I didn't get over it until I was probably 18 or 19 years old. So, my whole life, I went around trying to fill this void with, anything you could really imagine.
Though Jonathan had heard about Jesus, he didn't run to him for comfort. Instead, he turned to self-harm and drugs, hoping to get his father's attention. But God is in this story, so tune in tomorrow to hear about his rescue. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.